Right now. Here we go. Here's a little James Brown coming your way. Baby, help me.
Welcome to the Soul Safari on another Sunday night. Here we are on Planet 104.6 FM, Auckland City. It's Nate here with special guest Dr. Velcro. Is he real or is he not? Let's try that again. No, I still can't hear you. What colour are you there, brother? Let's try that now.
Thanks for having me back again, mate.
Yeah, there he is. The man with the face for radio, Dr. Velcro. Okay, so tonight's theme is food, inspired by a friend's Spotify playlist I saw earlier in the week. If you know, you know. And this is James Brown's 1969 instrumental funk powerhouse, Popcorn, to start off the night. And as is appropriate at this time of year, we've got a hot barbecue coming up. Thanks to Jack McDuff. 1966, here we go.
Thank you. like to start off our portion of the show by giving you a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
It's my favorite show. I love the Soul Safari.
Me. toutes les gens sont fous. Et partout où l'on va, les restaurants ne portent plus que des noix et noix en chop suey, chou mein, egg roll, chou clous. Un monde gagant, tout des mots accouchés d'or. Mais il y a une chose que je dois vraiment vous dire, que j'ai honte d'avouer, car ça vous fera sourire, c'est que je n'aime que les nouilles et puis les wontons. Mais je suis prête tout au moins à tout goûter. Chop suey, chou mein, egg roll, chou clous. Un monde gagant, de ces plats que ne m'a réjoui. Goûtons-y alors. Je suis pas guérie, chop suey, chou mein, egg roll, chicken noodles. Un monde gagant de ces plats que ne m'a réjoui. C'est que ma mère m'a élevée à la soupe au pois, au crottin, au feu volard et puis au jambon. Et je ne suis guère qu'habituée qu'au plat de la maison, mais je suis prête tout ou plus à tout goûter. Chop suey, chou mein, egg roll, chicken noodles.
Well, what did we have there in the last three tracks? We had Fish, Chips and Sweat by Funkadelic featuring Bootsy Collins there on bass and probably on vocals. I think that was their third track.
Possibly, yeah, third single. The young Bernie Worrell on organ, tearing it up.
Oh, very good. And then we followed that with Homer Simpson just butting in there for a second to tell us how much he likes the show. And then we had a bit of a deviation from this funk and soul number towards, well, I guess you could call it it has been described as a blue-eyed soul screamer by the New Beats, Bread and Butter, which was a big charting hit in 1964, over a million singles sold. Followed that by Quebec, Yeah Yeah, girl group called La Intrigantes, which just translates to The Intrigantes, which means someone who is intriguing, or those that are intriguing, with their song Mets Chinois, which means Chinese food. And if you follow the chorus, they talk about egg rolls, chicken noodle soup, a few other favourites they must have been able to get in Quebec in 1966.
Wow, it's a tasty menu there.
Yeah, so we got more food flavored songs coming up.
Next up, we got Greasy Spoon. This track off the album Chicken Fat by Mal Brown. Come out in 1967 on the Impulse label. Pretty cool roster on the album there. So
let's hit it.
We'll be right back. This is Elvis there in Presley, the king of rock and roll, and endorsed to Soul Safari 100%. It's the only show I listen to. Don't be cruel now.
Is his soul food. That was the Mighty Carvers. Oh, sorry. That's my dyslexia again. The Mighty Cravers, featuring Rex Garvin, the Southern Soul legend. He doesn't want your filet mignon. He doesn't want your egg foo young. All he wants is your neck bones, cornbread, and collard greens. Before that, we had Greasy Spoon by Mel Brown. Want to say anything about that, Dr. Velcro?
Yeah, just a super tasty number, incredible guitarist. What else can you say off the album Chicken Fat? Check it out.
And what have we got coming up next?
Coming up next, we've got Crab Apple, Idris Muhammad, 1977 release on the CTI label / Kudu label, arranged and produced by David Matthews, incredible producer.
Not Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews
Band. Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band.
Thank goodness different. For that. Okay, let's check it out. Crab Apple by Idris Muhammad.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
Like peaches.
dessert on the Soul Safari, following Crab Apples by Idris Muhammad, we had Peaches and Cream by the iKids. That's minus Tina Turner and Ike. That was, I think they all parted ways and they recorded that, went pretty big. And now we've got, following the second course of dessert, with Sweet Tater Pie by Mongo Santa Maria, a big hit in 1963. You're on the Soul Safari.
By portion of the show, by giving a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
One, two, three.
Pace the floor, stop and stare. I drink a cup of coffee, start to pulling out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee with. A doggone sin. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee with.
Finally came home.
right, a bit of rock and roll there for you. First up from Bill Haley and his Comets, and he's just drunk 40 Cups of Coffee, his 1957 version of the original, written and recorded in 1953 by Danny Overbow. Overbow? Overby? Goodness knows. Anyway, it's pretty anxiety-inducing track if you listen to it. It'd probably make you drink 40 cups of coffee too if you're going through what he's going through and that cut. The next track, some solid garage psych from North Carolina, Ice Cream Man by the best band name of the evening, I reckon, The Inexpensive Handmade Look from 1967. And I think we got Eli's Pork Chop coming up.
Eli's Pork Chop coming up next. Yep, real tasty cut. Little Sunny, 1970 release. Just an amazing harp player.
Harp. Nice to hear a bit of harp. Love a bit of harp.
This is Elvis Aaron Presley, the King of Rock and Roll, and endorsed to Soul Safari 100%. It's the only show I listen to. Don't be cruel now. We'll be right back.
I'm Anakin Skywalker, and you're listening to the Soul Safari. Yes, I can get it this far out in space. It's called technology, you fools.
Nate and Dr. Velcro signing off for another Soul Safari. Got about 20 seconds left on the show. That was Barbecue by Wendy Renee, one of the little-known excellent tracks from the Stack Vaults. Check her out. She it was actually named by Otis Redding and happened to miss that ill-fated flight. Okay, we've got Stroking the Grits playing.